This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bikaner in Rajasthan today, from where he will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees. The projects include railways, roadways, power, water and new and renewable energy sectors. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the redeveloped Deshnoke Amrit Station under Amrit Bharat Station Scheme and also flag off Bikaner-Mumbai Express train. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate 103 redeveloped Amrit Stations in 86 districts across 18 states and union territories. Our correspondent reports that one of the significant features of the Amrit Bharat station scheme is that the designs of the redeveloped station buildings are inspired by local culture, heritage and architecture. More from our correspondent.
All these stations have been developed at a cost of over 1100 crore rupees under the Amrit Bharat station scheme. Out of these Amrit stations, 19 are located in Uttar Pradesh, 18 in Gujarat, 15 in Maharashtra, 9 in Tamil Nadu, 6 in Madhya Pradesh and 5 each in Chhattisgarh and Karnataka. The redeveloped Amrit stations across India integrate modern infrastructure with cultural heritage, passenger-centric amenities including those for Divyangjan and sustainable practices to enhance the travel experience. Under the scheme, the goal is to make stations cleaner, more comfortable and easier to use. Anand Kumar for Akashwani News, Bikaner.
Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has said over 1,300 railway stations have been identified for redevelopment under Amrit Bharat Station Scheme. Interacting with the media persons during his visit to the redeveloped Deshnoke Amrit Station at Bikaner yesterday, the union minister said that Deshnoke Station has been developed incorporating local cultural heritage and architecture of the area. Mr. Vaishnav said that after this first batch, another 100 Amrit Stations will be ready in the coming 8 months, and by 2027, redevelopment of about 500 such stations will be completed.
After this large batch of 103 stations, another 100 stations will be ready in the coming 8 months. And then by 2027, about 500 stations will be ready. Many of them are small stations, many of them are medium-sized stations, and many are large-sized stations. And this will bring a fundamental change in the way our passengers they experience the railways.
India has launched its aggressive global campaign to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. Two all-party delegations left for nine nations yesterday. An all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha left for a five-nation tour of Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan and Singapore as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde embarked on a visit to the UAE, Liberia, Congo and Sierra Leone to affirm New Delhi's resolve on combating terrorism in all its forms. The delegations will carry India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism and apprise about Operation Sindoor. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Denmark's Minister for Industry, Business and Financial Affairs Morten Botskov in Copenhagen yesterday. They discussed deepening existing areas of cooperation and exploring new possibilities. The External Affairs Minister also met Denmark Speaker Søren Gade. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated his solidarity as India resolutely combats terrorism and valued his sustained support for building India-Denmark relations. India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, highlighted the achievements of the country's communication industry while addressing the plenary session of the International Conference on Strategic Communications in Moscow yesterday. The ambassador spoke about the role and importance of communication in human civilization and how modern technologies have changed the communication. He also talked about India's communication industry in today's digital age, including the recently held Waves 2025. Moving on to sports, shooter Kanak has bagged India's first gold medal at the ongoing International Shooting Sport Federation ISSF Junior World Cup in Zul, Germany. Kanak outperformed Anna Dulce of Moldova, a two-time Olympian and reigning European champion, by 1.7 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.